很高兴又一次来咱们南湾教会讲道。
Very pleased to come back and see every one of you.
也特别谢谢文涛。
I'd like to thank Wen Tao.
因为一开始我告诉的题目是想讲五饼二鱼的故事。
Because I changed my topic.
所以临时决定改到很快，决定做到改到这个，我饿了，耶稣说我饿了。
From the fish and the loaf to this topic.
原因很简单，就是大家知道这几天香港发生个事件，反对这种国民教育。
The reason is that recently there was an event in Hong Kong that was against 国民教育。Education.
其实洗脑了，这个就比较容易一些。前天晚上是将近10万人去，抗议。正好那天我也在家里，不自觉地穿上了黑衣服。
So I saw on the TV, there were tens of thousands protesting in Hong Kong.
然后有一些人在绝食。
Some even fasted.
我那时候就想，作为一个大陆人，或者说作为我那个年代过来的人，
So I was thinking, being one from China mainland, especially in my age and the era I lived,
作为一个从小就被洗脑、脑袋被染红的人，
in my generation, we were all brainwashed, since we were young.
所以我可以为他们做些什么？
What I was thinking, what can I do for them?
最后在神就读这段圣经的时候，我就好像听到说，耶稣说我饿了。
And then I came to this passage, and I felt that Jesus was saying that he is hungry.
所以我就决定，虽然在美国，但和他们一起去绝食，或者大陆叫禁食，我们基督徒叫禁食。
So, although I did not participate in the protest, since I'm in the US, or participate in fasting,
我就在我的微博上宣布，就是为了香港那个孩子不再被毒，还为了我的青少年时代，我禁食3天，3天不吃饭。
Oh, so I make announcement in my blog that I will fast for this activity for 3 days, fast and pray.
所以，我如果今天讲的有点错的，你们可以理解。现在正在肚子饿的过程中，眼睛有些花。
So physically, I'm a little bit weak because I'm during this 3 day prayer and fasting practice. So if I murmured, please pardon me.
我怕我这是一时激动。
I was afraid that I was doing this based on impulse.
就在我的祷告，为这个事祷告的时候，
But when I was praying for this event,
有将近3000多个，人去回应我的这个帖子，回应我这条微博。
But I received more than 3,000 responses on my blog.
我非常惊讶的是，一些大陆的，应该看一些年轻人。
And I was surprised that there are quite a few young people in China.
用极其恶毒的语言咒诅我和这基督教。
And they cursed me with a very severe language, cursed me and Christianity.
所以我觉得那时候真正知道我这件事做对了。
So I think that I did the right thing.
因为我发现这些人，我无法想象，你知道那里一些这种说咒诅语言的，有的还是从大陆以后来到北美，来到加拿大，来到英国的一些人。
And among those young people who responded negatively, some of them were even in the U.S. or in North America.
所以我今天讲，也就是说我饿了。
So today I'm going to preach. Jesus said, "I was hungry."
我们都知道，这是耶稣对门徒最后一次集体上课。
Many of you know that this is the last lesson that Jesus gave to his disciples.
在橄榄山上去教导他的门徒。
In the Mount of Olives.
这一次最后的教训结束之后，耶稣就向科西玛尼、向耶路撒冷、向十字架走去。
And then after this teaching, he moved toward the pass of Gethsemane and the garden and go to ready to be nailed on the cross.
你如果细看这点就很清楚，耶稣在这里的整个的这次的教导，集中一个观念就是末世。
And you can see the focus of this passage that we read was about the last days.
所以这也给一个基督徒一个非常不同的眼光。
It gave us a different perspective to the Christians.
就是从那以后，从耶稣这次教导以后
，since this particular teaching，
我们都生活在未世末世。
We all live in the so-called the last days。
我们应该从末世来看我们的生活，来看我们的信仰，来看我们的生命。
So we should examine our lives, our living styles from the perspective of the last days。
耶稣在这次教导中就公开表明，一再表明说他就是人子。
Jesus continued to emphasize that he is the Son of Man.
他就是那有一天要在荣耀中降临的人子。
And he is the Son of Man that will come in the glory someday.
他就是那位将要来的审判的主。
And he is also the law of judgment.
但他的审判却是根据我们在现世的生活。
But his judgment will be based on what we do in this life.
在这里，耶稣又非常显明地提出另一个观念，叫荣耀。
Here, Jesus raised a new concept of glory.
而且这个荣耀这个关键是直接从十字架联系在一起。
And this glory is connected to the cross.
是直接同受苦连在一起
，connected to suffering，
就是荣耀与受苦、荣耀与十字架不可分割地连在了一起。
The glory is connected to the cross and suffering。
所以这就告诉我们一个非常清楚的观念。
So it tells us a very clear concept。
我们必须在苦难中认识上帝、认识耶稣。
That we need to know。God and Christ through suffering.
上帝的赏赐和判断都隐藏在十字架中。
Because his judgment and his blessing is all hidden on the cross.
隐藏在苦难之中。
Hidden in the suffering.
而作为基督徒信仰的核心意义。
And to the core of Christian belief.
就是我们在这个世界上分担上帝的痛苦。
Is that we Christians need to share the sufferings?
我们在这个世界上和耶稣一同受苦，分担耶稣的痛苦。
We need to suffer together with Christ for the sake of Christ.
受苦就是基督的标志。
Suffering is the symbol of Christ.
受苦也必然是基督徒的标志
，and it has to be the sign for Christians too.
每一个基督徒都有十字架在等待着他
，every Christian has a cross waiting for him.
这是上帝在永恒中预定的
，and that is what God predestined
是指派给他的
，appointed to you.
所以基督之所以为基督
，so Christ for Being Christ,
就是因为他受苦
，because he went through suffering，
就是因为他被钉十字架
，and he was nailed on the cross，
就是因为他圣旨被圣父所弃绝
，he was forsaken when he was on the cross by God。
对基督的门徒
，so being a disciple of Christ，
你当你背起十字架来跟随耶稣。
When you carry your cross and follow Christ,
你必定要受苦
You will have to go through sufferings.
你必定要 把你自己天天钉死在十字架上。
Therefore, you have to nail yourself on the cross.
你必定会在你生命的某一个时刻遭受到上帝、遭到耶稣的弃绝。
And in your life, you will be forsaken by God or by Christ.
但正是这种弃绝。
But just because of this forsaking,
表面看来是你与神分离。
On the surface, that you are separated from God.
但由于你分担了基督的痛苦。
But because you share the suffering of Christ.
所以受苦分离也成了你和上帝的交往。
Therefore, this separation becomes your communication with God.
是你和上帝交往的必由之路。
And this is the necessary path that you can communicate with God.
但这一切都在一个大光的照耀下。
But this is all casted on the light. On the
这就是耶稣所讲的那个观念，荣耀。
And that is the concept of from Christ, that is glory.
基督的荣耀改变了整个基督徒受苦的意义。
Christ's glory completely changed the meaning of Christians' suffering.
改变了整个基督徒受苦的经验。
Completely changed the experience of Christ's suffering.
他告诉我们
，Because he said，
你在现在这个世界上受苦
，that you are suffering on this earth，
你是要在那个将来要得荣耀的证据。
It becomes the evidence of your future glory.
受苦和得荣耀不可分割。
So it's inseparable between suffering and glory.
我们在地上蒙受主的羞辱。
On the earth, we may be humiliated because of the sake of Christ.
我们在天上就要享受主的荣耀。
But in the heaven, we will receive God's glory.
所以耶稣在走向十字架、走向苦难的时候，他一再讲到一个观念：荣耀。
So when Christ continued to march onto the cross, he repetitively mentioned glory.
在荣耀中他降临。
In the glory, he will come back.
他将实行审判。
And he will judge the world.
审判就是分别。
Judgment means separation.
所以耶稣在这里讲，就是他把所有的人都分成，像牧人一样分别开来。
This morning we read the passage that Christ will separate the sheep from the goats.
把他们分成绵羊和山羊。
The sheep and the goats.
大家注意，都是羊。
Although they are all 羊，
只是不同品种的羊。
Same species, so called.
所以不是把羊同猴子同狗分开。
It's not separating the flocks from monkey or dogs.
而是说在羊中进行分别。
But among the flocks, separating the sheep from the goats.
两个种类的羊。
Two different species.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我昨天才这个问题终于大概自己觉得搞通了一点。
I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
就是在神的心中
In God's mind,
所有的人都是他的儿女。
All people are his children.
因为都是他亲手创造的。
All are created in his image.
都是他的羊。
All his flock.
但有一些儿女是愚昧的儿女，拒绝承认自己在天上的父是叛逆的子孙。
But there are those offsprings or children that are foolish and refuse to recognize their heritage.
有的呢是顺从的儿女，是他所喜悦的儿女。
Some others are obedient children and gain the favor of him.
所以耶稣在审判中就把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
So in the judgment, Jesus will put the sheep on the right and goats on the left.
古代的教父在这儿有个很有意思的发现。
The old godfathers or those earlier church leaders found this.
就是他为什么先向右边的说话？
Why did Christ talk to the ones on the right first.
王要向那右边的说。
So the scripture says that then the king will say to those on the right.
你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Come, you are, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
说完这些之后，才向那些左边的说。
Then he was turned to his left and talked to the other bunch.
你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者说预备的永火里去。
And he turned to the left and said to those, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his."Angels.
为什么赞扬在先，斥责在后？
Why did he praise those on the right and then followed by cursing the left?
奖赏在先，惩罚在后。
Reward first and punishment follows.
教父说，这就是神的本性。
And he's, the Godfather said those are God's nature.
这就是基督的心。
This is the heart of Christ.
他愿意赞扬人过于斥责人。
He would rather praise people than curse people.
他愿意祝福人，不愿意咒诅人。
He would rather bless people than curse people.
他不愿意任何一个人被咒诅。
He would rather none being cursed.
他希望每一个人都能承受祝福。
He wished that everyone can receive this inheritance.
所以第一组人上帝先说的是祝福的。
So,God said the blessings first.
说你们是蒙我父祝福的。
Says that you who are blessed by my father.
是怎样的祝福呢？
What kind of blessings?
说你们将承受那从创世以来为你们所预备的国。
He said you will enter the kingdom that's prepared for you since the creation of the world.
说从世界之初那个国就为你们预备了。
It means that from the beginning of the world,
the kingdom is prepared. 敞开自己的心来接纳这样的国，接受这样的国。
You just need to open up your heart and receive this kingdom.
而说到那些作恶的，
for those who were evil doers,
神说你们这被咒诅的人，
God says, you who are cursed.
神并没有说，耶稣并没有说。神咒诅你们。
Christ did not say, God condemned you.
而是说你们这被咒诅的。
But rather he said, you who are cursed.
被谁咒诅呢？
Cursed by whom?
其实被自己所咒诅。
Cursed by their own selves.
因为你的叛逆就是你的咒诅。
Because your rebellion.
所以耶稣在这里没有说这地狱的火永火永刑是为你们预备的。
Jesus did not say that
这永火这永刑是为你们预备的。
他说了还没
说。没说，没有说。
Jesus did not say that the eternal fire is prepared for you.
大家注意啊，我们传福音有的常讲不信耶稣下地狱。
Let's be careful because usually we preach this.To non-believer, we preach this way that if you don't trust in Christ, you will go to hell.
你一定要清楚自己所说的是什么。
You have to be clear about what you said.
这里说的很清楚，就这火是怎样，不是为你们预备的，而是为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的。
It says the fire is prepared for Satan and his angels.
那永火不是为你们预备的。
The fire is not prepared for you.
而是为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的。
But for the devil and his angels.
但你们愿意走这一条路。
But if you would rather take that path.
是你们自己掉进了永火之中。
Then that is your choice of getting into that fire.
你们的惩罚是你们自己招来的。
So you have to take responsibility for going into the hell.
说你的惩罚是你自己的选择。
You choose this punishment.
那么整个的重点
Therefore, the whole, the critical point is,
耶稣讲到了将来有一天我审判
In the future, I would judge.
我根据什么来审判你们
And the basis of my judgment,
是不是根据你读了多少圣经
Not depend on how much Bible you read.
你自己参加了多少次崇拜
How many gatherings, meetings you have attended?
你有多少次祷告
How much prayers you have done?
没有。
Not.
耶稣在25章有两个地方清楚地讲到了审判的标准。
And in this chapter, Jesus mentioned the standards of judgment.
一个是在十四节到第三十节中讲到了这样一个标准。
One standard, one of the standards is from verse 14 through 30.
就是我给你的才能，你是否都充分发挥出来了
？Is about the talent. How much talent have you used to serve God?
这是我们基督徒常常忽视的一个标准。
This is one that we usually Christians usually ignored.
我们基督徒像本来是应该铿锵壮胆做大丈夫。
We Christians should be bold and use us those talents.
我们许多人却活得很窝囊。
But a lot of time we did not live that way.
神要我们什么？神给我们才能意思说，这样将来有在判断标准叫人尽其才。
In other words, God wants us to fully utilize the talents that He has given to us.
所以有一天，当神判断说我们神赐给我们才能和机会，我们没有充分利用，神要审判我们。
So God will judge us based on whether we use the talent that He has given to us.
那么第二个标准呢
？Then the second judgment standard
就是服务
is service.
换句话说，就是说。耶稣渴了，你给没有给他一杯水
？In other words, when Christ was thirsty, did you give him a cup of water?
一个非常简单的评判
，a very simple judgment rule.
这个评判就是说，他在不是说上帝渴了
，it is not that God is thirsty.
而说上帝在饥渴人中饥渴。
That God is pitiful to those who really are thirsty.
在流浪人中流浪。
God has the passion to those who are wandering around.
在病人中患病。
Or among the sick.
在囚犯中被监禁。
Or those who are in prison.
就像保罗所说的这样
，like what Paul, Apostle Paul said，
就是基督本来富足
，that Christ was rich，
且为我们成了贫穷
，but he became poor for our sake，
叫我们因着他的贫穷可以成为富足
，so that we can become rich because of Christ's poverty。
所以兄弟姐妹们。
Therefore, brother and sister,
我们真要好好思考基督讲的这个标准。
We need to think carefully about the standard that Jesus will use.
用心灵深处去听的一个声音。
We should search deep in our heart to listen to this voice that Jesus said, "I was thirsty."
当耶稣说我渴的时候，有什么意义呢
？When he said, "I was thirsty," what does that mean?
我想第一层的直接的意义就是直接那种字面上的意思
Literally, it means
从身体上、经济上到社会的层面上
From physical and from psychological or social status
就是说这种所谓饥饿的人受苦的人，无家可归的人，这种所谓被关在监牢中的囚犯。
It means that we should care for those people who have the needs physically or nowhere to go, in prison, in sickness.
耶稣就在他们的贫穷中，在他们的流浪中，在他们的疾病中，在他们的无家可归中，向人呼求，请给我一杯水。
Jesus Christ was with them in such sufferings, and crying out for help.
在那样的疾苦，就是上帝的疾苦。
So that kind of suffering is God's suffering.
那些人的呼求就是上帝的呼求。
When they cry out, God is also crying out with them.
你如果能在不能在贫穷人的祈求中听到上帝的哭声
，If you cannot hear God's outcry when those people are crying out，
你在圣经中听到的不是上帝的声音
，Then you do not listen to God's voice in the Bible。
因为上帝就在受苦人中受苦
，Because God is suffering in those who are suffering。
就在那些受苦人中向人发出呼求
，And God is crying out among those who are suffering，
给我一杯水
，Give me a cup of water，
给我一碗饭
，Give me a loaf of bread，
留我住下
，Give me a place I can stay，
来医院来探访我
，Come to hospital and see me，
到监狱中安慰我
，Or come for me when I am in jail，
这就是保罗所说的。因这上帝本为富足，却为了我们成为贫穷。
That is what Paul means, that Christ, became poor, because he was rich, but he became poor for us.
上帝富有万物。
God owns everything.
天地万物都是神的。
The whole world was created and belongs to him.
但却为了我们，上帝成为贫穷。
But because of us,
成为无助
that God became poor, helpless,
成为无家可归的人
become a homeless.
所以箴言中旧约中一再讲到
therefore, from the Old Testament, from the Proverbs,
说藐视邻居的这人就有罪
that a person is sinful if he continues to despise his neighbors.
如果怜悯贫穷的人，这样人有福。
On the other hand, those who have passion for the poor will be blessed.
说你欺压穷人，就是羞辱创造他那位造物主。
He also said that if you bring shame to those poor, you are bring shame to your creator.
怎么知道你尊敬主？
How do you know that you have respect?
你怜悯那些贫穷的人，你就是尊敬上帝，你就是敬畏神。
So you have, if you have compassion for those poor, then it's a respect to the God, to God.
所以箴言又讲
，Proverbs also says,
怜悯贫穷的，就是借贷给耶和华。
When you have compassion to the poor, it's equivalent to that you loan something to God Jehovah.
说你的善行，上帝必定偿还。
That God will pay you back for your good deeds.
所以路德讲，不怜悯穷人，我们就是一个抢劫犯。
So if we do not have compassion to the poor, we were equivalent to a robber.
我们就是贼。
It's like we are like thieves.
因为我们把上帝给我们应当分享的留在自己享用。
Because we kept everything for ourselves rather than sharing those blessings from God.
我们是偷了上帝的钱，偷了上帝的财富。
We are robbing God's riches and His properties.
反过来说
，On the other hand,
当我们照顾穷人、关怀穷人、去帮助穷人的时候
，When we have the compassion for the poor.
我们就是在效法上帝。
We are following the footsteps of God.
我们的给出，我们的奉献，不只是奉献。
Our contribution is not only.
其实是偿还。
but also is a paying back, returning.
是把属于上帝的再还给上帝。
Is returning what actually belongs to God.
因为你如果是一个真正的基督徒
，So if you are a true Christian,
你就该相信，连你自己的生命都是属于神的，都是神给予的，都是属于神所有的。
Then you should think this way that even your life, is given by God and belongs to God.
所以因着你爱神，你把你所有的给予穷人。
So because of your love to God, you are willing to share something with the poor.
你不过是还债。
You are just paying your debt.
你是把属于神的又还给神。
You are just giving back to God what He has.
这一个偿还
，and this is giving back，
就是一个除掉罪孽的过程。
It is a process of, eliminating your sin。
这就是一个成为一个真正的认罪者，一个悔改者。
And this is a process of, confession and repentance。
因为我们人最大的罪就是贪心
，because one of our greatest sin is。Greed.
贪心乃万恶之源。
Greed is the source of all the evils.
你知道吧？基督教这几百年来一个大的问题就是，我们把这个主要的攻击矛头攻击错了。
You know that, in Christianity in the past few centuries, we have one of the biggest problem is that we attack the wrong object.
我们把情欲，特别是性欲，作为攻击的主要目标。
That we focus so much on, on the flesh, on the sexual, immorality.
但你在福音书中你看得清清楚楚。
But from the book of Gospels, the books of Gospel, you see very clearly.
耶稣攻击的主要对象是马门。
That Jesus Christ put attacked. The focus of his attack is Mammon.
他说
，Money.
马门和上帝，你到底敬拜谁？这是最后的分界线。
The last, the stand, you draw a stand on the sand, and that is, whom are you going to serve, whether God or money?
所以保罗讲，贪财乃是万恶之源。
Therefore, Apostle Paul said that greed is the source.Of all evils.
当我们成为一个帮助穷人的人的时候
，When we become, someone who is willing to, help the poor,
我们就是真的去掉我们自己内心那种贪财、贪恋钱财这种最大的恶。
It helps us to reduce or eliminate, the desire of being greedy.
用圣经的话来说。
In the language of the Bible,
我们是用实行公义来断绝罪过。
We are carrying out righteousness to terminate, sin and evil.
我们不只是口头上说认罪。
We don't just confess on our lips.
我们是通过实行公义来断绝罪恶。
We are really carrying out righteousness.
我们是用怜悯穷人来除掉罪孽。
We use compassion to eliminate greed.
这是第一层次。
This is the first, layer, first layer.
耶稣说我渴了。
Of what Jesus said, I was thirsty.
我饿了。
I was hungry.
在这种直接的字面意思之外，其实包含到精神的层面。
Beyond this literally, physical thirsty, or hungry, there is also a spiritual dimension.
这种所谓爱的渴求、义的渴求、罪的紧固、死亡的威胁，这一切都包含到我渴的这句话之中。
Actually, you can wrap around this word of I was thirsty. You can bring in, many.Spiritual elements.
德兰修女有一段非常深刻的解释，理解这段耶稣的话。
Mother Teresa has a profound saying or understanding about this word,
what
Jesus Christ said.
他说饥饿不单单是由缺乏食物。
He said hungry was not because of the lack of food,
而是指爱的渴求。
But it's also a thirst for love.
赤身裸体也并不仅仅是没有衣服。
Naked doesn't not necessarily just because of lack of clothing,
而且也包括了人的尊严受到剥夺。
But also means that person is deprived of respect.
无家可归并不是单单只没有一个住处。
Homeless doesn't mean that physically there's no house or place to stay.
而且也只在社会生活中受到排斥、受到歧视。
But also means discrimination and separation in the social status.
得不到爱。
Does not have access to love.
人的尊严被践踏。
Man's dignity was trampled.
在社会生活中受到歧视。
In real world life, it was discriminated by others.
这些就是基督在苦难中的化身。
Those are the manifestation of Christ's suffering.
人的疾病也不单单是指自己身体上病了。
Sickness does not always mean physical dimension of illness.
最深的痛是孤独，不被人所需要，不被人爱。
The deepest pain of sickness is the separation of forsaken by others.
看到我渴了之后，这层精神的层面。
So therefore, if we see the spiritual or psychological dimension of I was thirsty,
这我们才能更深的耶稣理解耶稣在苦难中的化身。
Then we can.Have a better understanding of how Christ went through the suffering.
我们怎样去听到耶稣在这个层面说我渴了？
Then we can better understanding the saying of I was thirsty.
如果你细听的话，
If you pay clear attention, careful attention,
耶稣说我需要你的爱。
Jesus was saying, I need your love.
我需要你的尊重。
I need your respect.
你如果听到了这样的呼声，
If you hear such a cry,
你才能真正听到耶稣说我渴了。
You can really hear what Jesus was saying, I was.
我需要被爱。
I need to be loved.
我需要得到尊重。
I need to be respected.
我需要被视为一个与你一样平等的人。
I need to be treated equally.
我们整个基督徒，当我们给一杯水给耶稣的时候，
When we give a cup of water to Christ,
给那些没有人爱又向我们呼求爱的耶稣的时候，
To the Christ that nobody loves and was crying out to us,
我们就是以爱还爱。
Then we are returning love for love.
小德兰修女有一段非常喜我非常喜欢的话。
Mother Teresa also had this saying which I love pretty much.
Little 小德兰。
小德兰。
Yeah, okay.
Another sister.
Another sister. 他说其实信仰要求我们就是献出微小的爱。
She said what the religion asks us is to donate orOffer small love.
用一些微小的方式。
Offer your love in many minor ways.
把耶稣给你的爱再还给耶稣。
It's giving back the love that Christ has given to you.
所以他有句名言。
So she has a famous saying.
爱是最短的途径。
Love is the shortest distance.
爱是通向天堂的最短途径。
Love is the shortest distance to heaven.
从哪里开始？
Starting from where?
从家里。
From your house.
如果我们不能爱那些与我们朝夕相处的人，我们怎么可能真心的爱那些陌生人？
If we cannot love those who we interact daily, how can we love those that are far away from us?
去爱你的家人。
So we start from loving your family members.
爱你的配偶，爱你的孩子。
Love your spouse, love your children.
爱你的父母。
Your parents.
因着这爱，无论你为你的孩子、你的父母、你的配偶做的什么。
No matter what you do for them,
你都是为上帝做的。
Remember, you are doing this for God.
虽然你做的不是大事
，though you may not do great things,
但你却做了怀着一颗大爱的做到这样微小的事。
But you can do small things with a great heart of love.
怀着大爱做这些微小的事，这就是。属灵生命成长的秘诀。
And this is the secret of your spiritual growth.
从微笑开始。
So let's do a start from small things.
德兰修女说，微笑是爱的开端。
That sister also said that smiling is the beginning of, 微笑是什么？
爱的开端。
Beginning of love.
这个你知道吧？我上有一个教堂去讲道的时候，蛮痛苦的。
You know, I had a painful experience of preaching in at other church some days ago.
哎，走出来那个教堂到最后，我甚至在门口跟他们握手的时候。
When I stand on the door and shook hands with the congregation,
许多人也冷面冷若冰霜。
People put a stone face.
我不知道为什么中国人不愿意笑。
I just don't understand why Chinese don't like to smile.
这个我今年五月份上多伦多去教课。
And this past May, I went to Toronto to teach a class.
这个一早上起来在邻居这个小区中去走。
Yeah, in early morning, I walked around in the neighborhood.
一看见话吓一跳。
And then I was shocked.
啊，全是中国人。
Subdivision has so many Chinese.
完吓得急得吓了第二跳。
What?
Second. 又吓了。
I was shocked again.
哪一个人都绷着脸。
Everyone was so serious, a stone face.
你跟他对面走过来了。
And when you approach them face to face,
他目光这样式。
They turn their eyes away.
我最后下定决心，就你不光不看我，我看你说的嗨。
So I make a determination that I will smile to them first.
杨还说声嗨。
And say hi to them.
结果他回头说，你好。
And then they will respond say, 你好。
终于见了个笑脸。
Finally, I saw some smiling faces.
去学会去微笑。
So let's learn start from smiling.
那是爱的开始。
That is the beginning of love.
第三层意义
，the third layer of meaning
是灵性的层面
，and that is a spiritual dimension。
所以在这意义上看，饥渴也表明灵魂的空虚。
Thirsty also means the emptiness of the spirit。
生命没有意义
，there's no meaning of life。
无家可归也表明找不到安身立命之处。
The homeless also means that he has no place to anchor himself or herself.
病人也意味着被罪恶所捆绑。
The sick could also mean that that person is wrapped around by sins.
所以对我们基督徒来说
，therefore to us Christians,
我们就看到一切在流浪中人都是无家可归的人。
When we see those who are homeless and wandering around,
我们需要用把上帝的话，去用福音去传给他们。
We need to share God's words, the gospel with them.
我们要把上帝话当成食物给那些灵魂饥渴的人。
We need to feed them the spiritual food to those who are thirsty in spirit.
我们要把耶稣的恩典当成衣服给那些赤身裸体的人。
We need to give God's grace to those who are naked.
我们要那些被罪恶捆绑的人被耶稣所释放。
We need to give God's power so it can release those who are in the bondage of sin.
这是就是说我们活在这个世上我们就要去传福音。
And that is we need to evangelize.
可以去想象。
You can imagine this.
如果我们有钱财却不帮助那些身体上有需要的人就已经是不敬虔了。
We already said that if you are wealthy but you do not help the poor, you are not righteous.
我们如果不把属灵的东西分给在那些在迷茫中的灵魂，那不就是更是不敬虔了吗？
And we are even worse if we do not share the gospel with those who are in need.
关心周遭的人。
So you care about those who are surrounding you.
甚至是那些激烈的反对基督教的人。
Even share that with those who violently against you.
在他们的咒诅中看到他们心灵的饥渴空虚。
You can see the thirst in their heart when they are cursing.
用你的话用恩典的福音去传给他们。
Use your words, use the words of God, use the grace of the gospel, and share that with them.
所以这也就是我这次为什么决定要禁食三天的原因。
That is why I am practicing this fasting for 3 days.
首先是为了自己。首先是为了自己。
First, I fast for myself.
因为在大陆成长那几十年中
，because when I grew up in China for several decades，
自己的心灵被灌进了许多脏水。
My heart was filthy with some of the。
我虽然不可能完全摆脱这些污垢
，I cannot completely empty those dirty thoughts，
但我要尽量把它吐出来。
I will try to throw them out as much as I can。
那么我自己更看到，就大陆上的一些年轻人。
I can also see those young people in China, grew up in China。
他们正在把这样的毒品当中美食吞进去。
They are also eating those poison stuff and us delicious food。
我看到了香港那些年轻人和他们的父母。
And I saw some young people and their parents.
拒绝服毒。
They refused to take such poison.
说在这一切中你就听到了耶稣的呼声。
Here you can hear Christ calling.
我渴了。
I am thirsty.
实际地去帮助那些有需要的穷人。
So we can help those who are poor.
把爱带给你的邻居。
Bring love to your neighbors.
将福音传给你的朋友。
Share the gospel with your friends.
这就是你给了一杯水给主耶稣喝。
And this is equivalent to you give a cup of water to Christ.
你的善行，基督必定偿还。
And your good deeds will be paid back by Jesus.
愿上帝祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you.